Gentle ones, blessed ones, children of the Most High, I am the one you have called Mother, Mary, Mother of one Yeshua, and Mother of all of you in times past. For truly you have been my child, for there have been many incarnations, and in the incarnation that is so famous, it was a very long incarnation that time because I enjoyed being with the body. And I took many of you in that lifetime as my child, either biological or adopted, as you call it now, in under my wing. And throughout all of the lifetimes, as you measure the time, all of the lifetimes since then, I have always followed what you have been doing, and I have been there when you have called upon me in your times of questioning, in your times of joy. Always I have been as the mother. Always you know the mothering aspect of yourself. Many lifetimes you have been the mother. Many lifetimes you have known how to nurture, how to care, and yet allow the small one to grow as he or she will grow, allowing, even if they do not go the way that you would admonish them to, you know that truly they have to live and experience in their own way. Many of you have had the lifetimes where you have gone off as the adventurer or adventuress to see what is out there. And many times you have stumbled and risen up again. And many times, even in recorded history, I have appeared unto you in various geographical locations. And I have appeared unto you in your own dwelling place and in your heart, in your mind. And I have given to you my peace as much as you would accept. Many times you have called unto me and wanted the mothering. Sometimes you have received it from the physical mother, other times you have not. But always I have been within your call when you would call upon me, and always it will be so. Always. You have come together in a most wonderful time and adventure again, where you have said, I am the brave one, and you are, because you have left the security of the dwelling place, and you have made trek, some of it a long ways, to be here together, because there was a feeling of love, a feeling of wanting to be together once again, to give the hugs, to give the smiles, and to say, what have you been doing since the last time we met? And that may be some years ago since you were in the group. And yet once you have made the connection with what you are calling the heart family, you can never be away from it, apart from it, even if you do not come physically. Always you are uplifted by the love of the heart. And that is why you are of the heart family. The heart family truly is quite large. There are some of you who are the adventurers, the ones who will make trek to come together. But there are others of you who keep in touch with some who are of the heart family who may never come and be in the physical grouping, but yet are part of the heart family. And you are finding with your technology that it is very easy to keep in touch with ones. That is why you are creative and why you bring forth the technology that has at your fingertips a way of tuning in to a friend and being able to exchange the messages of love and encouragement. All of you know this, whether you see one face to face or whether you write to them on your Facebook, you are in touch with each other. And it is very much what we did a long, long time ago when we knew instantaneous oneness, when we could think of someone and immediately they were there in our mind, in our heart, and we would be exchanging feelings, messages of feeling. You do that even now in this day and time, although you do not think that you are doing it without the creativeness of the internet, the computer, the telephone, the little iPod, iPad, iMac. Don't you love the technology terminology of I? Always there is the I, the one. There are clues, wonderful clues in your language. That is why my son Yeshua and I often tune in to what you are thinking, talking, corresponding. We want to know, okay, what new way of communicating have you brought forth or have we brought forth? Because truly, there is no separation. We give the energy of communication as well. And many of you do tune in to receive a daily upliftment from the Masters, which are you. Truly no separation. But when you come together like this with the bodies, there seems to be separation. But you use the separation, the seeming separation, very well, because you go and you hug immediately when you see ones. You say, not in words so much, but you say it in feeling, let there be no distance between us, and you go and you hug. I have seen you do this. It is a feeling of the heart where you want to be heart to heart with ones. And even if you are not saying it in words, you are doing the heart to heart communication. As my son has spoken to you, this is a time of great change. Other masters have been speaking to you because you have called them forth to say the same thing. That this year is a year of great change. Already you have felt changes in your individual lives, and definitely you have seen much that is going on upon our Holy Mother, the Earth, that has been bringing forth, of necessity, change. Sometimes it doesn't look all that good, but it is in truth moving to the place of evolutionary awakening. And this is what you have prayed for. Many lifetimes you have prayed and asked to know oneness, to get past the place of suffering because you felt there was separation. Many lifetimes prior to this, you have set into motion the changes that you are experiencing in this year and will continue in the following year to reap the benefits. You have decreed that no matter what it costs, you are going to know love. You're going to know love of self and love of brother and sister and laughter that is contagious, that cannot be contained, has to spill over and out and be shared because there is such joy in your heart as you have felt upon this day and other days as you have been together. Before you came together, there were questions, and you questioned, should I go? Can I go? How is it going to be? Maybe I don't dare, but you did dare, and you brought about a most marvelous gathering. Allow yourself to close your eyes for just a moment and imagine the light that is in this room. Not the artificial physical light, but the light of your hearts. Feel yourself surrounded by light, held in that light, nurtured, always guided by the light. It is your light. blending with everyone else's light, a great bubble of light. And as you are putting your energy into it, it expands out as far as you can imagine, past the edges of this ship, past the edges of the water, out into the ionosphere, out to the space, which truly is you in that space. Feel how good it is to be together as one, to be together as one. Knowing that at any time you can return to this place of oneness because you carry it within you. And any time amidst any of the noise of the world, you can find your place of light, your place of peace, your place of joy. And you are then mother to it. You are very powerful. Everything that you look upon, you bless with your light. Everything that you think of, you bless with your love. Everything that comes to mind, you are the mother of it. You have created it. Everything that you experience is a blessing unto you, because you have put the blessing into it first by calling it forth. You are the grandmother in more ways than one, loving your creations. And as you do that, the creations get softer, more loving, easier to meld with. As you understand that you are the creative one, the mother of all of your creations, you do not judge them. You ask of them, what is your purpose? What are you bringing to me that perhaps I wasn't focusing upon? But what is the gift in this? And you have had, and will continue to have for some time, the challenges, small ones, that are going to bring you the gifts of blessing. They're going to be so small, the challenges, that you are not going to recognize them as challenges. You're going to feel that these creations are the gifts that you have brought, like on Christmas morning, perhaps, where you are the one being celebrated, where you awaken to the Christ of you. You awaken as the newborn, innocent, as you have always been, the innocent child, experiencing, playing, trying on new roles for the sheer fun of it, allowing yourself to know that everything blesses you, because you have put the blessing into it first. As you go through this journey of this week together, look for the blessings and say, aha, there's one, there's another one, as ones come into your life. Perhaps ones that you don't even know, but you share the small room that goes up and down, and you get on it to go somewhere, and other ones get on, and you look at them and you smile at them because you know who they are. Maybe you don't know their name in this lifetime, but you know who they are. They are your brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Christos that you are, the Christ energy, the creative energy that blesses everyone with a smile. And they may wonder, why are they smiling? What do they know? What do they see? Do I have something out of place? They have everything in the right place. And quite often they will smile back at you because it is a natural instinct to return the smile. Even if there is a question behind it, it is a natural instinct to love. Now, oftentimes it gets alloyed with other emotions, but it is a natural instinct, first of all, to love. And that is what you are coming to in awareness now, is the love aspect of you that is so large, so huge as the mother that you are to all of your creations. And when you meet another one on what is called the elevator, and it does elevate, recognize the divinity of them. Recognize that they are the Christ, walking, experiencing the same as you. And smile, because you know what is going on. And they will return the smile, perhaps with a question, but they will return the smile. And they will wonder, I guess that person knows me. I can't quite place where I've met them. I don't really have a name for them, but they obviously know me. So they smile. And they get off feeling uplifted because someone has smiled at them. Someone has taken the time to really see them. And they may not have experienced that feeling too often. And it may be a different feeling for them. But you do uplift with your love and your smiles. That is what I do when you allow me to come into your life, into your awareness. I lift you up over the hurdles of the world. For a long time now, I have done this. You have called upon me sometimes by name, sometimes by no name, but always I have been there with you. For in truth, I cannot be anywhere else, since there is no separation and there is only one of us. And I know who I am. Therefore, I give you the gift of knowing who you are. You are love, light, the blessing that has come one more time to experience the hologram, the reality of the world. But this time you have said, I want to be awake. I want to know. I want to really feel love. I want to return to that place of the innocent holy child and to be held in the arms of my mother. Not perhaps the physical, biological mother, but the mother aspect of me that nurtures and loves me no matter where I go, no matter what I do. Always I am welcome in her arms, and her arms are your arms of the heart. Always that love is with you. Call upon it. This evening, when you lay the head upon the pillow, as my son often likes to say, feel, before you nod off, the love of the mother. Feel how nurtured you are, how everything you want to manifest comes forward almost instantly. It is getting more and more rapid that what you want to manifest comes, is right there for you and with you. And all of you, because separated ego is so harsh, have called out for love. All of you have said, I want to be loved. I want to be acknowledged as being okay. Separated ego has judged me many times, not quite good enough. But always, you are good enough. And the mother of you, the creative aspect of you that brings forth everything, knows how good you are. So when you lay the head upon the pillow in this evening, sink in not only to the pillow or to the bed or whatever you may be reposing upon. Feel the arms of love supporting you, because it is true. You are mother to yourself, and I will be there with you. That is what I have come this evening to say. Allow yourself to feel the love of the mother. You do not have to externalize it and say that it is Mother Mary, but you may call me if you want to. But feel the love of the mother of you as you bring forth your creations. No longer do you have to judge them. But if you do judge them, as my son has said to you, judge rightly. In other words, call them good. Because everything that you create comes from the mother of you, and it is good. So if you must judge, judge rightly. Judge in love. Know that you are always supported. I walk with you as my son does as well. I celebrate with you. I cheer you on when perhaps you might stumble. Not so much anymore, though, because you are finding your strength and you are finding the mother of yourself that picks you up and dusts off the knees and says, go forward, because you are the Christ in expression. So be it.